Do you want a friend?
Yes, I want a friend, but I want to live, too.
Well, chin up. I'll be your friend.
The Center for Puppetry Arts is doing their version of Charlotte's Web. It's a great tale of Charlotte, the friendly spider, and she's trying to save Wilbur the pig, you know, and she writes in her web. It's sort of a miracle, really, but it's just such a sweet tale of all the farmyard animals and how they all band together. And this is another great way to experience Charlotte's Web because it just never gets old. It's one of those classics that really holds up well. And the Center for Puppetry Arts does a great job with it. And they have it going right now, actually. And like most of their shows, the tickets are $16.50.
Shane, this year is a big anniversary in the sports world. It's been four decades since Hank Aaron made huge baseball history.
He hit his 715th homer at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium 40 years ago in April.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
They're celebrating this milestone with a show at Emory University called He Had a Hammer, The Legacy of Hank Aaron in Baseball and American Culture. And this brings together some artifacts and things like that and some educational material so you can learn all about Aaron and his quest for this baseball milestone. They have scouting reports from the early days when they were recruiting Hank Aaron for the major leagues. And there's a first-person column written by Hank Aaron where he reflects on the history that was made and lots of other things that really give you a fuller picture of Hank Aaron the man and Hank Aaron the baseball player. And He Had a Hammer, The Legacy of Hank Aaron in Baseball and American Culture, is at the Robert W. Woodruff Library at Emory University, and that will be on view through August 10th.
Shane, when I saw your choice for this week's Day Tripper segment of our conversation, I thought you were cheating because I saw Knoxville was the destination, but you're not talking about Tennessee.
No, not at all. In fact, you go the opposite direction. Knoxville, Georgia is actually south of Atlanta. It's about an hour and a half. It's about 20 minutes, I think, west of Macon or so.
I have to admit, I did not know Knoxville, Georgia existed.
Yeah, it's an interesting place because it's sort of a center for pottery in many ways. And One of the things that's happening there is the Georgia Jug Festival. The main focus of the festival is happening on Saturday. And what they have that day is your typical festival, but with a very, very pottery-centric theme. They actually will have some pottery auctions. And they're actually planning to do a Middle Georgia Folk Pottery Museum there. Part of the focus of this festival is to raise funds to do just that. So basically, they're trying to preserve some of the history of the area there.
And there's no end to the intriguing trivia connected with Knoxville. In 1775, the naturalist William Bartram traveled through Crawford County and found a previously unknown plant. Also born in Crawford County, John Pemberton, the inventor of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there's a lot of history associated with Knoxville, Georgia.
I, for one, will be making this day trip in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff to do, and especially this weekend with the main part of the Georgia Jug Fest, and that's happening all day on Saturday, and the pottery exhibits actually start about 9 a.m. in the morning, so you'll have lots of opportunity to take in all this great artwork.